The day her boyfriend came home from jail, she spilled out onto the quiet street in a sheer red dress which showed her flattened breasts, her bones, and the mad edge of her laughter held itself to the neighbors' throats. They all wished she would go back inside and lie on her bed with a bottle of gin or sit in a haze on the lounge room floor, flicking her lighter at a pack of burning cards. The street could not contain the riot of her voice, her stumbling red shape, her bare white feet on their bitumen road. They preferred the hysteric of her scream, bouncing off inner walls of crushed and shattered plasterboard, there a fist or two, there the crater of a skull, a whole panel gone, where he pushed her body through. Her ecstasy lasted a day or two. Then, in the middle of a night, they screeched in the yard like a pair of ill-matched cats, tearing at cloth, at hair and skin, drawing each other's animal blood.